This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Today was the day people in the United States celebrate their declaration of independence from Britain with picnics, parties, and fireworks. If you hear noise behind my newscast, that's actually the sound of people setting off fireworks in my own neighborhood of Washington, D.C. Earlier Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden hosted an Independence Day party at the White House. It was his first large event since being inaugurated in January. He used the opportunity to remind people that Americans are able to gather this year because of the progress made on vaccinations against COVID-19. And he encouraged those who have not been vaccinated to go ahead and get their shot. He said it's the most patriotic thing you can do. The Biden administration had set a goal of having 70% of American adults vaccinated by July 4th, and it got close. About 67% of Americans have had at least one shot. Hundreds of invited guests showed up at the White House party on Sunday. Among them were military families and essential workers who helped with the pandemic response. Demolition experts are expected within hours to detonate explosives to bring down the rest of the partially collapsed Champlain Towers building in South Florida, ahead of strong winds anticipated in the approach of a tropical storm Elsa. The storm is not expected to make a direct hit on Surfside, Florida, or the larger city of Miami, but officials fear the winds accompanying the storm could bring further damage to the area. At least 24 people died when the 12-story tower collapsed on June 24th. 121 people are still missing. Officials say rescuers will restart the search as soon as possible after the building is destroyed. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South have long since evacuated. Officials aren't allowing anyone to go back into the building. From Washington, this is VOA News. Cuba has evacuated 180,000 people amid fears the tropical storm Elsa could unleash heavy flooding. The storm has already killed at least three people while battering several Caribbean islands. The Cuban government opened shelters and took measures to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm. The storm's next target was Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 15 counties. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane up until Saturday morning, causing widespread damage in several Caribbean islands on Friday. It's the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan on Sunday said the United States has no plans to close the diplomatic mission in Kabul. This comes as Taliban attacks fuel nationwide security concerns, while U.S.-led foreign troops continued their withdrawal after a presence of nearly two decades. The U.S. assurance comes in response to reports that suggest Washington is preparing emergency evacuation plans for its diplomatic staff in Kabul. The embassy wrote on Twitter that the diplomatic mission, quote, is open and will remain open. It pledged to maintain a robust diplomatic presence in the country as directed by President Joe Biden. The statement said the embassy is aware of security challenges and is constantly planning how to meet them. At least 29 people were killed and 50 injured on Sunday when a Philippine military aircraft carrying troops crashed and burned and burst into flames after missing the runway in the south of the country. Officials said nearly 100 people, most of them recent Army graduates, were on the C-130 Hercules transport plane, which was trying to land on Jolo Island in Sulu province around midday. Some of the soldiers were seen jumping out of the plane before it hit the ground and exploded into flames. This according to Major General William Gonzalez, commander of the Joint Task Force Sulu. It was one of the country's deadliest military aviation accidents. 17 people are still missing, and a search for them is underway. The Vatican says Pope Francis has reacted well to planned intestinal surgery at a hospital in Rome. In a statement late Sunday, a Holy See spokesman said the 84-year-old Francis had general anesthesia during the surgery. It has not given any more details on the Pope's condition. And the beach resort town of Ocean City, Maryland, had to cancel its July 4th fireworks display Sunday night after the town's entire stockpile of fireworks accidentally detonated Sunday morning while they were being set up. Workers reported only minor injuries, but all fireworks displays in Ocean City have been canceled out of what officials call an abundance of caution. On the bright side, Ocean City has beautiful weather in store for beach going tomorrow. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.